USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protests have continued into a third night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following the fatal shooting of Dante Wright over the weekend. Crowds have gathered outside the city's police station in the face of a curfew imposed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Officers began to try to clear the crowd from around the building before curfew after some protesters began shaking the complex's fence and throwing projectiles at officers. Both the officer involved in the shooting and the Brooklyn Center police chief resigned on Tuesday. Officer Kim Potter resigned on Tuesday along with Brooklyn Center police chief Tim Gannon. In her resignation letter, Potter said she believed it was in the best interest of the department and the community if she resigned immediately. And President Biden has officially been invited to give an address to a joint session of Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended the invite Tuesday for him to speak on Wednesday, April 28th. The speech would come several days shy of Biden's 100th day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.